Are you willing to have an open dancing card? Jesus heals a man with leprosy. Mark 1:40, 42. Have you ever tried to connect with a leader only to get no response? At the same time, have you ever had this leader connect with you when it benefits them? In a culture where we've allowed schedules to drive our relationships, we can easily define and keep relationships based on our own interests. A selfless leader keeps their dancing card or availability open. Being accessible means caring for others' needs and desires, not only for our own. Once, two leaders traveled together overseas. Both were speaking at the same conference, and according to both of them, they had a great time together. Upon returning home, one of the leaders decided to reconnect with the other. After reaching out several times, he guessed that something must have happened and decided to give up. After a few months, the conference organization team wrote to the leader that had tried many times to reconnect, sending pictures of them speaking at the conference and information about the other leader's book. Then a fascinating miracle happened. In less than 1 minute, the unreachable leader connected with the other leader. We don't know exactly why this happened, but it provides a great example of what can happen when our interests are our highest priority. If it benefits me, I will answer. If not, my dancing card is full. Sorry, I'm so busy building my own projects that I cannot serve you. In Mark 1:40, 41, Jesus teaches a great lesson about an open dancing card. In verse 38, Jesus says what his mission is: preach. During his journey to the next place, he responds to a leper's call to be healed by saying, "I am willing." What a lesson of a selfless leader. A Christ-centered leader is always willing to keep their dancing card open to serve existing relationships and build new relationships. How have you been dealing with your dancing card? Is it always full? Do you have time available to answer a phone call, text, or email from a friend?